It is the Wake Up Crew with your two best buddies, and I'd like to introduce my third guest this morning, Susan Bruce. She is the Director of Education and Community Outreach with the Helen Porter Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center here in Middlebury, such a big part of our community. And Susan, thanks for dodging the raindrops and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Susan, Helen Porter is really such a big part of the Middlebury community, but for folks that may not be familiar with this center, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. We can accommodate 105 people. It's a skilled nursing facility, and we offer a variety of services from memory care to short-term rehabilitation. We have traditional long-term care. We have respite care and hospice care.
So there's really something for just about every need someone could have. And I imagine when someone gets to the point, whether it's for themselves or a loved one, this is a pretty important choice.
It is. It really is. And we encourage folks to get educated, get out there, ask questions, and find out what is available in Addison County before the time comes where it's possible that you may have to find some added extra care for your loved one.
You know, getting older, unfortunately, is just a part of life. And statistics, if you look, you know, on the internet or in the media, we're an aging population, and more of us are going to need this type of care at some point. But one of the things that I think is really insightful about Helen Porter that they've done is really becoming a facility that works on the whole person. It really seems to be a pretty nice place.
That's true. We are a person-centered care facility. So what that means is that we individualize our care for each person. What's right for one person isn't necessarily right for the next. We have our residents, their families, loved ones, and if they have close friends that want to be part of their care team and decide on what the best route of care is for a resident, then we welcome all input and we really do try and individualize it.
So let's just say we have some listeners that are saying to themselves, boy, you know, I've got a family member that is coming to that point where they may need some help, they may need some extra care, but I don't even know where to start. Can they stop in or give someone like yourself a call and get pointed in the right direction?
They can. You can certainly start by going onto our website, which is www.helenporter.org. That will give you some information, maybe poke around there and see what we have listed, get some information, and then you can call us at 388-4001. You can speak to our admissions coordinators. You could speak to somebody in social services. And just start asking questions. We're there to help people assess where their loved one might be at and decide if Helen Porter might be the right place. You can come in for a tour. We're happy to show you around for as long as it takes, as many times as it takes. It does take some people a very long time to make a decision, and we want them to be comfortable with that decision once they do make it. So we do welcome people into Helen Porter really to get to know us.
They really do tailor the programs for the individual as opposed to just say, this is the way it is, right?
Exactly. We are in what's called culture change mode right now, and it's exactly that, person-centered care. We have so many things going on at Helen Porter. It's amazing, and it would be difficult to list them all today, but our residents choose their own activities. They've decided that they want to do camp out cooking out in our courtyard and gardening and horseshoes and basketball and from activities to what time maybe they want to get up and eat breakfast in the morning. Maybe they don't want to get up at 7 o'clock. Maybe they want to get up at 8 o'clock. So we want to be available for those folks who have certain choices that they want to make. If they don't want to bathe on a Tuesday, they'd rather bathe on a Wednesday. We're putting the choice back into the residents' hands.
I think one of the things that's important too is that the facility really does have a pretty wide range of services, and you may have some folks that need a little help in a bunch of different areas.
That's true. We have a group of folks that put together a care plan, and that includes several people. And again, goes back to that individualized care because someone may have many needs and someone may not have as many.
So you talked about tours a few moments ago. So mm-hmm. The family can come in and check out the whole place, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. We encourage it. We have a beautiful courtyard. We are continually upgrading our nursing home. We have a wonderful walking path out into nature that residents can go out on. And it's just a beautiful place. It's very open and thriving and bright and clean. And we do encourage people to come in and don't be afraid.
You know, back in the day, 20, 30, 40 years ago, boy, I'm dating myself here, but, you know, you hear the term nursing facility or nursing home, and you're like, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. But I've got to tell you, I've been to Helen Porter a bunch of times, and this place is like a country club.
It's beautiful. And like I said, we're continually upgrading it. We are adding things such as our namaste room, which is for folks who have advanced dementia. And we would love to show this to anyone who wants to come in and see it and describe it and just come in and see for your own eyes.
So I'm sure there's some folks that are saying, boy, this sounds great, but I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. Probably the best course of action is to make that phone call, and someone will sit down with them and point them in the right direction mm-hmm. and maybe help them make some of those decisions that are not so easy at this point.
Right. We are a wealth of information, and even if we'd figure out that Helen Porter's not the right place maybe at this point in time and someone just needs assisted living, we work with a lot of agencies in Addison County hand in hand. We're not out competing for people. We really want what's best for the individual. So we will point somebody in the right direction if Helen Porter isn't the right place. And certainly if we feel Helen Porter is, then we want to help somebody feel comfortable in making that decision.
Susan, if people want more information about Helen Porter, or if they'd like to schedule a tour, if they'd like to speak with you, mm-hmm. where is the best place for folks to get more information?
Just call 388-4001, and you can speak with anyone there in social services, our admissions coordinator, myself, or again, on our website, which is www.helenporter.org.
And is there a phone number?
388-4001.
I always forget to ask people that, and I want to make sure they don't, because it really is a nice place.
It is.
And I wish they had a place like that when my grandparents were mm-hmm. getting to that point, because things are a lot different now. That's a pretty
yes.
nice place to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, yeah. They're a lot different today than they were even just 5 years ago.
Well, it is a pretty nice place, and I want to thank you for coming in and joining us this morning. Susan Bruce, the Director of Education and Community Outreach with the Helen Porter Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center right here in Middlebury. Really a great place for your loved one to be. And Susan, thank you very much for joining Hobbs and I on the show.
Thank you so much, Bruce.